And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it gives me great pleasure to say this is the Swindells. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was harking back to Hitsville and the 60s in the same manner as the Temptations, the Four Tops and the Drifters. That was, of course, the Swindells, or more likely the Swindles. Proper Leeds punk there, Tony, from their latest album. I love the Swindles. I had fantastic email exchanges with them. That was a track called The Wretch's Ballad. That gives you a clue as to what the album's like, and it's absolutely brilliant. They describe themselves as oaf rock, Tony.
Ooh.
Yeah. And they don't mind me calling them the Swindells.
Excellent.
Unlike certain other bands that don't get a bit upset when I don't call them by the right name. You can find out more about them by going to their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/The Swindells.
Facebook.com/The Swindells band. The Swindells dot band. THESWINDELLS.band. The Swindells dot band. Poorly being internet one, Tony nil. Now, the additional material I've got for you this week, Tony, is more about Burning Britain.
Okay, cool.
So we're now in week three of a 4-week run through a new Cherry Red retrospective of UK 82 punk dating from 80 to 83. It's the 4 CD box set. It's absolutely brilliant. And this week we're playing four tracks.
Okay, cool.
All right. And we will be playing two very shortly, but first, just a quick mention. If you do have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, poetry corner if it's a poem, and we love to read them out. I haven't had any for a week or two now, but I do like to get them. So if you hear a joke, like great pub jokes and that, things that you, or just things that have come back to you, I like to read them out. But I do also love this Burning Britain compilation. You go to cherryred.co.uk, that's it, isn't it?
Yes, it's definitely Cherry Red Records. That's where it always throws me, isn't it? So it's Cherry Red.
Yeah. cherryred.co.uk. The next two bands coming up are both on said compilation, on disc three. We're on disc three, so the last one will be next week. Stay tuned for The Lurkers. First up, a band called The Ejected, Tony.
Okay.
And you might remember me saying that the first wave of punk was very much based in London and Manchester, but UK 82, the second wave, was all those little towns and places on the outskirts of things that were maybe, like, you wouldn't expect there to be a great band come out of them, but nevertheless they did. The Ejected from Dagenham, Tony.
Ooh.
Only were together between 81 and 83, but are now back together.
Okay.
Yeah. Good classic punkanoid coming up now. What is... They have a Facebook page. You can find out more about them there. What is The Ejected's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheEjectedBand.
Facebook.com/TheEjected.
Oh.
Paulie B Internet 2, Tony Nil. Tony? Have you got 10p?
Wound.
I'm gonna drag you out. Gonna drag you out. I'm gonna drag you out. Scream and shout, show you what it's all about. Wait till the sun goes down, till the lights go on in town. Gonna come looking for you. Something I wanna do. Take another drink.
Take a watch your face.
You're gonna
shout tears and leave
my
face.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Lurkers and a track called Drag You Out, which is from the Burning Britain Cherry Red aforementioned CD box set out right now. And we went to it was like the far east for the ejected in Dagenham of London. For the far west of London, look no further than Uxbridge and The Lurkers that started there and are still going strong. Arturo who wasn't in the original lineup but joined quite quickly, is now the man leading the way, and they're just legends on the punk circuit. And we got that now, just 12 or 13 years ago, we got an album from them called Fried Brains. Mm-hmm. We played a few tracks off that was really, really good. So they do still bring stuff out. They're just great, and just go and see them. They're great fun live as well. And I think he does a punk bingo thing as well.
Oh, is that them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What is The Lurkers' website, Tony?
TheLurkers.com.
TheLurkers.co.uk. You're not getting a lot of luck this week, are you? Poorly being set three, Tony Neil. That is a bit unfortunate. If you get the chance to see The Lurkers, do. And if you get the chance to buy this box set, really do. There'll be another track, two tracks, in the second half of the show this week. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for... I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pull along to our page. It's facebook.com/punkyradio. Do you like the page? Do you leave us a comment? Do you get in touch? Do you like to hear from you? I only had two this week. So it's quite short ones. Pocker's been in touch again.
Hello, Pocker. Fancy that.
And he was just saying about last week's show, who's got twat of the week this week? Smiley. Thanks, Pocker.
He's just trying to get it again, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just glutton, isn't he?
The section's called Is a Twat, Pocker. Get it right or not at all.
There you go. Graham Letford's been in touch.
Right, I know Graham. How's he doing?
Very well, apparently. He says, thank you, Paul and Tony. I've had two shitty journeys in the past week and you've got me through. Your work is appreciated. He appreciated it so much, he posted it three times, so thank you very much.
He did. I think at first I put something like, I heard you the first time or something. Yeah. That is it. Yeah, really nice to hear from you, Graham. Glad you're listening and glad we are making your journeys a little less tiresome. I will just say, Tony, before we conclude this section, that I talked to someone last week who didn't believe me that we recorded this show live.
Okay.
They said it was too slick. No. All right, so that's that. If you have Facebook comments, do get in touch. We love to hear from you. So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. One other thing I will say about the recording of said show is, you know how we're now on that Alexa skill thing? That Poco sorted out, actually, as much as I have been rather abusive in recent weeks. He is a wonderful man. Spoke to someone in the States who said they tried to get their Alexa skill onto the English setting. Oh, when they bought it, they said, I'd like it on the English setting. And the bloke in the shop, wherever they bought it, refused, saying, no, you quite simply will not be able to understand it. You have to have it in American. So it means I haven't heard the American one now. I've heard the English one where you get this posh girl saying, Goopa, Goopa, it's Punky Radio. But I haven't heard the American one. So if you are listening on Alexa Skill in some way, and you can record it off your phone or whatever, because that's what Poco did, wasn't it?
I've still not seen it.
Oh, it's great. Please do send the clip to you. Stick it on the Facebook page or something, because it really makes me laugh.
Excellent.
Is it a thing all the way around the world then, wherever you get it? Do you get it in that accent?
I guess it's localised, yeah. I know certainly that Siri is on the phone. That's all localised to an English one.
Oh, I thought you said Syria is on the phone.
No, you up. At the moment. But I know there's an Australian one, American one, English one. So yeah, I think they...
I'd like to hear the Australian one as well.
Yeah, they're all very similar.
Goober, mate.
No worries.
Well, no, because everything's a question. Isn't it, Goober?
True.
I'm child. Right, let's play another track, shall we?
Okay.
So a band speaking of Australia, a band with an Australian front woman, Lucy and the Rats, now relocated to London, have brought a new album out via Dirty Water Records. I can't remember what the album's called. It might just be called Lucy and the Rats, actually. You can find out more about them via their Bandcamp page, which is...
lucyandtherats.bandcamp.com?
It is. Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet 3. Here's some garage rock for you. This is Hold On Me. Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lucy and the Rats and Hold On Me. You can get their album via Dirty Water Records, and I recommend you do. Did you do anything last week?
Nothing of note. That's been pretty much week. I think I did a 7-day week last week in terms of work, so it's been that kind of week, really. But as I say, I think I'm going on holiday late May, so it's pre-holidays always tends to be a little bit of a manic work time. So that's it, really. What do you do?
Well, you didn't even get any like sanding done or anything?
No, I've been too busy work. I think Steph did a bit of sanding, and she's varnishing now. But I've been at the office.
Right. Mm. Okay. Well, I went to Norway.
Ah, yes.
It's always fun. Went out there last Saturday. I couldn't understand why I hadn't heard from one of the acts. I was at the airport getting nervous, thinking, where is he? And then I just looked on his Facebook page, and he'd actually been in Oslo for several days seeing a friend.
Ah.
And I wasn't supposed to be meeting him at the airport at all. Absolutely great show. Thanks to everyone who came down to Horgan's on Hegde Haugsveien to see myself, Ignacio Lopez and Ben Vanderveld. After the show, we kept drinking for a while and then went on to another bar where I normally do, and then I stopped to fight in a kebab shop.
Really?
Yeah, it makes a change, the English and all you ones are causing them. But yeah, there was a bit of a kerfuffle with some younger people. Totally. Admittedly, what I'm doing in the kebab shop at 2:30 in the morning is nobody's business. Mm. But anyway, there was a bit of a kerfuffle. And I simply turned around sternly and said, "Do you speak English?" And these two blokes looked round and went, "Yes." I went, "Well, this simply won't do." And they just both burst out laughing. And it was all sorted, and they just walked out. It was great. Huh. And then I got myself a chicken kebab, which in Norwegian is pronounced shilling kebab, but is spelt, the word for chicken is killing. It's a killing kebab.
Oh. So
stopped a fight, had a bit of killing. It was brilliant.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then the next day, and the weather was lovely. And then flew home the next day. I wasn't driving. Expecting all this absolutely terrible weather that we were supposed to be getting, and it just didn't seem to happen. And then it was supposed to be really, really horrible and wet today, wasn't it? But it seems to have been only in East Anglia.
A bit windy, that's about it today,
It's been a bit windy, but the sun's been out. But I must confess, Tony, I am freezing.
Hmm.
Now, that's because I had a smart meter. Did I tell you about the smart... No, but...
I've seen you say it. Again?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a smart meter installed last Thursday. Smart meters are great because they let you know what your energy usage is by the second.
Mm.
That's a wonderful idea, except that if you get a bit tight about it like I do, every time it goes up 2p, you switch everything off. I'm just living in perpetual darkness. As soon as this is finished, I'll be switching this laptop off. It could cost me as much as 3p to make this show.
Blimey.
Yeah, so I am... really looking forward to whatever summer we get.
Well, apparently the end of the week is going to be a little quite hot Wednesday onward, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little moan about that in the second half.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Shall we play something from the vaults?
Yeah, go for it.
Now, this is first time in a few weeks, a traditional from the vaults, a track we played before by a band I love called Demented Are Go, who have got some tour dates around Europe and one or two in the UK coming up before the end of the year. Classic, as far as it goes, punk psychobilly, absolutely out there, but also with a sense of humour. And the track we're going to play, I just find very, very funny, probably for not entirely the right reasons, but I just think... the chorus is ridiculous. It seems like it's got every single member of the band starting to shout the title of the song at random moments, and it just makes me giggle.
Excellent.
What is Demented Are Go's website?
DementedAreGo.de.
It is, Tony, well done. Yeah, they are, even though they were originally from the Valleys, I think there's more Germans in the band than Welsh now, and they are, they haven't necessarily decamped to Germany, but it does mean they are in Europe a lot more. And there is indeed DementedAreGo.de, and this is the rather marvellous Rubber Plimsolls.
Rubber, 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 r
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dimension Zygo and Rubber Pimpsos from their second album, Kicked Out of Hell, which is probably my favourite one of theirs. But you know what? Just buy any Dimension Zygo album, expect nothing, and you won't be disappointed. I know that might sound a bit harsh, but they're just a ridiculous band.
Excellent.
Indeed.
Mm.
Tony.
Yeah.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
You're harmonising again.
Trying to. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing or where they're playing. How much is it to watch them play? It is international, doesn't actually be in the UK. But as again, I have not been emailed one, so I've chosen one. And seeing as we're playing the Lurkers this week, I picked a Lurkers gig. They're playing...
Oh, well done.
Yeah, and they're playing this Friday at the Iron Road in Evesham. And as it's obviously May the 4th, it's Star Wars Day gig. But do check that out. Iron Road, not familiar with the place. Tickets are £8. Do check it out.
It's a bargain. £8 to the Lurkers is a bargain.
Mm.
They are brilliant.
Yeah. That's the only one I have this week.
Nice place, Evesham.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, Oxfordshire. It's up the... now is it up the A40 or the A44?
Mmm.
Ah.
Mm.
I think it's up the A40 from Oxford. I might be wrong. It might be on the A40. It might be on both.
Right.
If you are a local geographer in the West Country, South Midlands area, perhaps you could let me know exactly where Evesham is to save me bothering to Google it.
There you go.
But yeah, it's out that way. It's kind of between Oxford and Cheltenham, I think.
Right.
I think, anyway. I'm thinking A44 now, Tony.
Yeah?
I've been more interested. Right, should we play another song? Oh, no, we've got to do... So that concludes, does it? That does conclude? That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Harmony. not particularly great harmonies, but anyway, nevertheless, harmonies. Just a quick mention of a venue that we talked about before the show started. I was blissfully unaware of Foreman's, Tony.
Hmm.
Which has apparently been open in Nottingham for 25 years now, and I didn't notice. And it's a punk rock pub. How can I miss that? Only holds about 40 people when full, and somehow, in July, they've got Zig Zig Sputnik playing, and I just have to be there.
Excellent.
I have to be there. I've always wanted to see Zig Zig Sputnik anyway, and the fact that I can not only see them, but probably lick them while they're on stage...
Mm.
It's too much to turn down. Right, we're going to play another song. I'm also really pleased about this, Tony.
Okay, cool.
But it has led to more confusion.
All right.
Subsonics have come by slovenly. I really, really like Subsonics. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we played a few tracks, certainly off their last album. We played quite a few. And there's just something about them. They're fun, they're really laid back, they sound really chilled, they sound like the kind of band you just want to hang around with. But I'm sure their last album was called In the Black Spot, but maybe it didn't have a song on called In the Black Spot, because I picked a track off the new album called In the Black Spot. The new album is called Flesh Coloured Paint.
Right.
And the track we're going to play is called In the Black Spot, and I thought that title sounds familiar. The album before was called In the Black Spot, but I don't remember ever playing a song called In the Black Spot. I've now said that twice, so I'm just going to play it.
Okay.
It's great. The album's, as usual, great. You don't go far wrong with... In fact, I think... Weren't Subsonics, didn't they... No, it's Athens, Georgia, where B-52s and R.E.M. are from, isn't it?
Don't know. I try.
But I've got a feeling that at least one of those bands said that Subsonics were just great. Anyway, look, you'll hear it in a minute. What is Subsonics' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Subsonics.
Facebook.com/Subsonics ATL, presumably for Atlanta. SUBSONICSATL. Subsonics ATL. Polly B and the Internet for Tony 2, and this is In the Black Spot.
Standing on the dark side of the sun in a cold cauldron of obsidian. Yeah, adds up to the cover of none. Why am I always the one? Why am I always the one? In the black spot. Will I may I wish I will? Will I may I wish I would? I'd have painted $1,000 bills if I was really any good. Why am I always the one? Why am I always the one in the black spot?
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Subsonics in the black spot there. Just makes me feel pretty cool. Are you doing anything this week?
I'm going to try and catch the new Avengers film.
Right.
At the cinema. That's about it. Apart from that, it's work, really. It's one of them, again, one of them weeks. And it's going to be one of them, and then May's going to be the same. But yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, going to watch Avengers Infinity War.
Right, once this Avengers film's come out, it seems to have every single person who's ever been in a superhero or any film to do with Marvel in it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Does that mean there won't be any more?
Don't know. No, they're definitely going to carry on, but there's... I mean, I've not seen the film, but it's rumours to be there's quite a few people at the end of their contracts, put it that way. So I think we're going to see... a lot of old characters go, and there'll be some new ones coming out.
Oh, right. Oh, right. So they all had to be, when they got the contracts, that they all had to do one by themselves and sign up to them other ones as well, did they?
Yeah, I think they all had, like, it's all been long in the planning. I think they all had 3 to 4 film contracts. Yeah,
it's all a bit confusing, isn't it, really?
Oh, it's very confusing.
I'd be quite happy if it was like the Bible and they all died at the end.
Maybe they will.
You know what? It'd be all right.
It's a good way to end things. What are you up to?
I tell you, I read that Neil Gaiman book. You know that Neil Gaiman?
I've heard of him. I don't think I've ever read him.
Yeah. Neil Gaiman, he's done a... I'm sure he's... I'm just laughing. I'm such a child. He's done an anthology of Norse mythology, which he loves, and I actually do as well. And he's just taken all the, a load of old Norse tales and put them in a linear fashion in a book, so they kind of read as a story rather than being tales by themselves. And it's absolutely nuts.
Mm.
But you come out of it loving Loki.
Really?
Yeah, you just think he's great. And it's a really easy read. And it's in, if you're in the UK, it's in supermarkets like Sainsbury's and that for £3.
Oh.
And it's really good. It's a really easy read as well, and it's just nuts.
Okay,
but it does kind of help out with a bit of the films, a bit for me, with the Thor bit of them, the Thor and Loki stuff, explaining a bit more, explaining why his hammer's the shape it is and why it comes back to him, boomerang style, and all that.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Okay, I'll check that out.
This week I've got my show in Hitchin this Saturday, Tony. I'm now on Saturdays. At Woodside Hall, Walsworth Road, Hitchin. Now, I've got to get this right, because I did the first round of publicity I did for it, I put the wrong bloke on it. It features Peter Phillipson, Amy Haverska, I have trouble with her name, and Sean McLaughlin. So three young bucks for me. It's mostly the acts of at least my age or older, but they're all significantly younger than me. Maybe we'll attract some teens, Tony.
Lovely.
Find out more about it at lastminutecomedy.com. You said lovely just a little bit too sinister for my liking.
Yeah, I kind of regretted it when I did it.
I do hope to see you all down there. It'll be really, really good fun. I'm kind of working towards it this week. So in the same way you are perennially working towards a holiday or a house conversion, I am working towards the gig on Saturday.
Cool.
That's my plan. Shall we play two more songs, Tony?
Let's do that.
Shall we play them from the Cherry Red 4CD retrospective of UK 82 punk called Burning Britain?
That would be lovely.
Great idea. Stay tuned for Major Accident, which is the story of my life. But first up, a band called Violators. You know, I was saying these bands on this thing, they're from not the cool places, not the rock and roll capitals. Mm. Oh, I might be from Chapel Henley Frith, may indeed be the rock and roll capital of the High Peak. But anyway, they got a band called Violators came out of there, and they're brilliant.
Excellent.
Yeah, how about that? And they even brought out an EP as late as 2017, so they've been doing stuff as well, Tony. You can find out more about Violators by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/violatorsband.
facebook.com/violators-28457671194472. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set default URL, have they?
Default URL. It's really easy to do, Violators. Admittedly, you did start around 38 years ago and you might not have updated your web presence since then.
Right. Yeah.
Because your web presence in those days was pretty much getting trapped by a spider.
It's true. True.
And this goes back to when they were around and doing their stuff. I hope you enjoy it. Paul of the Internet 5, Tony 2. This is Summer of 81.
Thank you. as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
Fine experience, fine, it's all they need, you like to say. Stop with their non-gratitude, they lock themselves away. Sit at home and watch TV, sip in their private place. All the time they're wondering what's on their human race. Try and hide, it's all over, please.
Listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's going to be some subterfuge. That was that was Major Accident on a track called Mr. Nobody. Again, another one of the less fashionable places in this United Kingdom of ours, Tony. All the way from Darlington.
Ooh.
And they still do the odd gig. And Major Accident were one of those bands, a bit like the Addicts that we played last week, that dressed in that... that kind of Clockwork Orange droog style, very popular with your street punk skinhead. But I do think with a lot of those bands, you always think they look less accessible than they actually are, and they're really good. There's kind of, there's good punk melody there, and they're a good laugh, and they're catchy, and they're brilliant, and all that. And that's Major Accident. As I say, they still do the odd gig. But Tony, of interest to me and perhaps you is what their Facebook pages.
Facebook.com/Major Accident?
No, it's not. And I can't actually give me the point either, because there doesn't seem to be a Major Accident Facebook page, but when people do events for them, obviously they put Major Accident on the event. So the best thing for you to do to find out a bit about Major Accident is to just type in Major Accident, but then follow it up with punk or something. Otherwise, you'll find out about an update on the A40 on the way to Evesham while everyone's getting them. Should be looking at the road signs, but they're too excited about the place.
Exactly.
So do Major Accident Punk or Major Accident Punk Oi or something like that after it, and you will be able to find out about Major Accident if you would like to. And I think they were... Now, I think you can get some of their stuff still through Captain Oi Records as well.
Okay.
So anyway, so we won't do the point there. So it remains Paulie B instead of 5. Tony, 2. Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dear.
No. And I really thought one would come through this week. Normally we get at least...
Were you expecting something?
Well, not... Normally when politics is in the news, which is... It kind of is at the minute. We normally get one. But hey, maybe next week.
Who knows?
Who knows? It'll happen.
Yeah.
So no twat.
So what are you doing instead then?
Well, I'm going to remind people.
Tell us about the twat. So I've got a great idea. I'll be quiet and drink my coffee. Just in case any of you were curious, by the way, I am dressed this week.
Excellent.
But only because of the temperature.
Not so topless, not so earthy.
Yeah, I didn't want to have nipples that you could knock off or chip away at.
No. No, you didn't want that.
I didn't want chipped nips, Tony.
No. thanks for your Twitter donations. I do need them. So don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Or just scan in a copy of the front page of your local tabloid and send it to me. I'm sure it'll happen. So, yeah, all twats received with thanks. All twats responded to. So if you do want an email from me saying thanks, drop me an email to tony@punkyradio.com. Thank you.
And we do love them. Thank you. And we also love the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And the reason that I've said that right now is I completely forgot to mention it, but last week I did go to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Thank you. Where I was informed by Steve the Landlord that every time you say hello, Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
You get a cheer. It's brilliant.
First time for everything.
Right, so what are you doing instead?
Yes, so as mentioned, I think last week or the week before, iTunes. It is important, and we have had a couple of reviews, so I'm going to try and sort of catch up with a few reviews. So these are from the US store, but don't forget, if you haven't reviewed us on iTunes, easy way to do so, go to punkyradio.com. There is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will take you to the iTunes podcast store where you can review us. There'll be a review button, hit that, enter your review, 5 stars. And you'll be helping us out. It doesn't cost you anything. It just helps us move up the featured rankings. It's one of the few things that iTunes uses to rank us. So, yeah, rank us high.
Please rank us.
Yes. So, I've got 4 new iTunes reviews that I've got read out. So, first up, Got Punk. Love this podcast. Love the music and always come away knowing more about punk, punk variants and punk history, thanks to Paula and Tony. That's from Anthem 27.
Oh, like your punk variants.
Oh, thank you very much. 5 stars, Paula. Of course. Paula, yeah. I mean, that could be I'm saying that's a keyboard error, but that's all right.
I don't think it's a keyboard error. I think they've done it on purpose. It's very funny, and thank you very much.
Excellent. 5 stars, of course. Today's the day. Finally, I will be caught up to all your shows listed in the feed. Love the jokes and all the twats. Yeah, we love the twats too. Can't wait to hear what you come out with next. Keep up the great work, Paulie and Tony. And Tony, may you get the next one right. That's from Riri0882.
Thank you very much, Riri0882. What a catchy little name that is, you cutie. I wonder if Riri was born in August 1982.
I'm thinking maybe.
In which case, they were born at exactly the time that Burning Britain was happening.
There you go. Yeah. That was, of course, 5 stars.
Of course.
Is it Glenn / Jen? After listening to quite literally hundreds of episodes, Bunky continues to deliver. Seeking out featured bands has expanded my view, my world of listening, and has opened doors I never knew existed. The sky is the limit when creating YouTube playlists. Thanks, Jen, Glenn, Glenn, Jen, Jen, Glenn.
Thank you very much. The only time I've opened a door that I didn't know existed was when I walked into it.
Yeah. They tried to make that 6 stars, but it was 5 stars. Thank you very much.
Nice try, though. Yeah.
And finally, great. Been listening to this for around 5 years. Wish I had been there from the beginning. I'm pretty sure they are the longest running independent music podcast in the known universe. Not for Smacktards, and that's on Papa NC.
Thank you very much indeed. Is there anyone who's been listening for an amount of years and wishes they'd been here from the start really wants to get better wishes?
Really does.
Yeah.
Most of the shows are out there though, so you can
Great. Thank you all very much. We do love to get your iTunes reviews. Please do keep them coming.
We do. Thanks for that.
And you might have one or two from other countries in the next few weeks, might
that
you?
Was the US. I've got this, there's at least 2 UK ones, so I'll get them down and I'll whip out the old ISO code and I'll have a read. So yeah,
you whip out your ISO code and let's hope for a twat.
Excellent.
Alright, brilliant. One last track in Sweet Tone.
Okay.
A band, right, we've got some New York hardcore punk coming on now. This only arrived a few days ago in my inbox. I had listened to it and thought that will do perfectly for the end of the show for Paul Jordan if he's running.
Mm.
We haven't mentioned Paul Jordan's running to Punky recently, but he does like a fast one to finish. Well, we're not letting him down this week. A band called Crippled Urn, Tony.
Okay.
What is Crippled Urn's, and Urn is E-A-I-N, what is Crippled Urn's Bandcamp page?
crippledurn.bandcamp.com.
It is as simple as that. crippledurn.bandcamp.com makes it Tony 3, Point of the Internet 5. This is Disappointed and Disengaged. About the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Just one last thing before we go, Tony. When I was in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Last week, I heard a little story about Steph, who you might remember was the man who sent in the joke about the horse and the donkey the other week. Mm. He's a bit of a trickster. But Steve played a joke on him. When he went to the toilet, he left his wallet on the bar. And while he was in the toilet, Steve took the notes out of it and replaced them with Monopoly money. Right, when he came back, he went, oh, by the way, Steph, you owe me for the pint. And Steph went, oh, yeah, sorry. Opened the wallet and just looked completely confused.
Nice.
It's a great thing to do. I'm going to start walking around with Monopoly money and replacing it in people's wallets when they're not looking and hope that I don't get beaten up for it.
Good idea.
I may see one or two of you at Woodside Hall in Hitchin this Saturday. Other than that, hope you'll have a great week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
Your guns, yeah.